If the word essay doesn't trigger panic attacks and terrible memories of high school or college exams, we have a pair of books for you. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has two collections by Carino Chicano and Tim Kreider. Kreider was for years a cartoonist at the Baltimore City Paper, and he also happens to be one of my personal favorite writers. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I don't know if we could find a more interesting pair of contemporary essayists to put side by side than Tim Kreider and Carino Chicano. While both writers are brilliant and funny as hell, his essays are deeply steeped in a male point of view, and hers are just as profoundly feminist. The fact that they coexist on the shelf of essay collections published this year makes me feel good about the elasticity and openness of our culture. Tim Kreider's I Wrote This Book Because I Love You combines short pieces he wrote for a blog in the New York Times with longer pieces focused on his romantic relationships, the most enduring of these being with his cat. The first essay, Death Defying Acts, tells the story of the author's travels on the circus train to Mexico with his lady friend who worked for the company as a tutor. I recently encountered this essay a second time in the Amtrak magazine on the train to New York. Have you looked at that Amtrak magazine lately? It's surprisingly good. One of Kreider's more controversial pieces is called Orientation, and it's about Kreider's having an affair with a young woman, 20 years younger, in fact, than he, who later wrote him and said she felt taken advantage of. Written before the hashtag MeToo movement, it's a brave and interesting exploration of sexual politics from a point of view that is usually shut down before it can open its mouth. Which brings us to TV and film critic Carino Chicano, who has put together 21 essays in You Play the Girl on Playboy bunnies, princesses, train wrecks, and other man-made women. This book just won the National Book Critics Circle Award for Criticism, and it's full of great lines and insights about everything from Flashdance and Pretty Woman to Charlie's Angels and Eat, Pray, Love. Do you remember the moment in Mad Men Season 7 when Joan and Peggy had it out? Look at yourself, says Joan to Peggy. Chicano deconstructs that exchange and the meaning of the stereotypes that each of these characters represents. Many of the essays grow out of her experience raising her daughter Kira, dealing as a mother and a critic, for example, with the Disney princesses. Of the movie Frozen, which Kira has seen about 30 times, Chicano writes, not only is Elsa Disney's first neurotic princess, she may be its first psychotic one. Similarly, for her, the real housewives are the surreal housewives, and the disgraced girl celebrities of popular culture are persecuted gothic heroines. Quote, in the space of about 2 months, just after Christmas 2006, Lindsay Lohan entered rehab. Anna Nicole Smith was found dead in her suite at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, surrounded by prescription pill bottles, nicotine gum, and empty cans of Slim Fast. And Britney Spears, trailed by paparazzi, walked into a Sherman Oaks tattoo parlor and shaved her head. As troop surges, systematic layoffs, and a rise in global warming and global terrorism took place, as global credit and asset bubbles headed for a pop, the tabloids were not just distracting us from the scary stuff, but enacting our fears and honing our outrage to bite-sized pieces. More virgins were sacrificed to the god of war.
The books are I Wrote This Book Because I Love You by Tim Kreider and You Play the Girl by Carino Chicano. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.